Hi, welcome to the Life's a Trip podcast.
Hey, we are Shan and Ryan Tripp, parents of five on a journey to discover what it takes to raise great humans while enjoying the heck out of life along the way.
Sometimes it's easy to let the weight of everyday life, parenting, marriage, finances, get in the way. But what we've found is that as you break out of the norm and do life a little bit differently, a whole new world can open up to you.
So if you're ready, we would love to invite you on this journey with us as we pull back the curtains and have a whole lot of fun along the way.
And it's true what they say, life's a trip. This is our story. How will you write yours?
Let's go.
Y'all, that was horrible. That was my best shot at an Irish accent. I'm so sorry, entire country of Ireland.
Right now, I mean, when you guys are going to be listening to this.
Where's your Irish accent, Shannon?
We will be in Ireland.
In Ireland.
Where my ancestors are from. So I got to be kind of good at this. Oh, wait, was that English?
Yeah, I don't know. That was somewhere in the UK meshed with.
Yeah, it was I was born in England, but then I moved to Ireland, maybe.
Didn't you, when you were a little girl, you used to fake like a substitute teacher or something?
No, that was only one time. I went over to this new friend I had made. I'd never been to her house before. And I pretended that I was a foreign exchange student from England because I love doing that accent.
Why did you have a notion to do that? That's so funny.
I have no idea, but I pretended the entire time I was at her house with her, both of her parents.
Oh, you stayed in character the whole time?
The whole time.
Oh, and the parents.
And she became one of my good friends. So then we laughed about it later.
Yeah. After you become friends for a while, you finally have to break out of character and, wow. Yeah. Well, good job, babe. Well, listen, we are recording this as we're getting ready for our travel to Scotland and Ireland. But at the time this episode drops, we will have just landed at Shannon Airport in Ireland. So super excited for the trip and hope you enjoyed the last episode where we talked all about why we do this, why we pack up the kids, why we try to do some of this world schooling and why we love to just spend time together as a family traveling, even though it's not always easy and it's sometimes challenging and the kids are tired or they're hungry. But that's what we want to hit on a little bit with today's episode is just as we go into, you know, around the world, it's spring, it's summer, everybody's on the move, we're traveling, people are starting to go on their vacations. Maybe it's just more soccer tournaments. So we want to just share a little bit more about just helping the kids and helping the family stay healthy. That is so much of Shannon's teaching and what she's all about as a wife, as a mom, as a nurse is just keeping our family healthy. And she is the rock in that. I'm just following her lead, just trying to be as healthy as I can be, despite sometimes my poor habits or my sweet tooth.
You know, it's a good balance though, because I bless my, I don't know if it was my parents and just the way the lack of sugar that I had growing up, or I don't know, but I just don't really have it in the same way that you do. Of course, I can enjoy a milkshake once in a while, but it's not something that I necessarily crave. It's not something I eat very much of. So I can't really empathize with what goes on in your head and your body. But I will say,
what's going on is that your milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
I will say, oh my gosh, somebody wrote in and said, please, Ryan, don't stop your dad jokes on the podcast. And he just loved that. Loved that.
Okay. All right. Full disclosure. We've been doing the podcast for over a year. I was wondering, is anyone out there? Can you hear me? Is anyone enjoying the jokes? And I'm kind of mostly joking, but I've had a few encouraging messages through Instagram. A mom saying that she was doing push-ups during a workout and I made some reference to something and she said she fell to the ground, her arms collapsed because she was laughing so hard. So thank you for that. That just buoyed my spirits and I'm going to keep bringing it, whether you like it or not. I'm going to keep saying the off the wall, lame jokes.
You should, honey. You should. But what I was saying was I just feel like it really is finding a little bit of a balance though, because if you didn't bring the sweet tooth energy, our children probably would be completely deprived. Cause I just wouldn't, I'd be like, no, we're not having that. That's terrible for you. Or you don't need that, you know? And you are like, let your hair down a little bit once in a while. Let's get the kids a gelato. Let's get them a little, you know? So I mean,
especially when we're on the move, right? When we're in a new city and they've got like when we're in Scotland, you better believe we're getting fish and chips. I don't think that's very good for you. I mean, I guess there's some protein in that fish, but it's mostly fried. And then
pastries in Switzerland.
Yes. Yes.
Gelato in Italy.
The gelato in Italy was unbelievable. So yeah, we got to get treats when we're on the go. But if we're healthy 85, 90% of the time, then the other 15 or 10, we can have the international treats.
Well, and you know, when you travel, I think that's what we really want to talk about today is how do you stay healthy traveling? Because we've had some experiences where it's gone a different direction, and you can't always, you know, foresee that or prevent that. That's just a risk that you take when you're in airports and on planes and in new countries and cities and, you know, in and out of this store and in this Airbnb, like you're just all over the place. And so you definitely take more of a risk to be exposed to more things. But there are certain things that we've learned along the way to help us stay healthy. And a few things that we actually pack, I'll talk about a couple in a minute, that we learned a big lesson last time we traveled abroad, and one of our little kiddos got pretty sick. And we don't really go anywhere without this certain something. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. But
awesome.
We thought we would talk about just a few tips. I don't know if I'm going to say three or five. Let's see where this goes.
Okay, I can't wait.
But a few things that we just for sure prioritize even when we're on the move.
Let's start with the packing, and then let's go into when we're actually on the move in the car or on an airplane, what the focus on health looks like. So when we're getting ready for a trip and we're going to be flying on an airplane, what are the things, Shannon, that we are packing, and what are the things we're asking the kids to pack?
Well, I'm a big fan of packing your own healthy little snacks. You know, I mean, airplane snacks are so expensive anyway. And then they're, you know, it's hard to find stuff that is good for you. So I'm a big fan of packing healthy snacks. I always make sure water is available to us. Staying hydrated is really important.
The kids bring their water bottles.
Yep.
Sometimes they forget to empty them before we go through security. So anyway, they bring their empty water bottles and then we fill them up with water.
But do you really bring a few water bottles and fill them up with water? Or do you just buy the airport water bottles? Ryan, tell us the truth.
Oh my gosh, busted.
Tell us the truth.
Well, I got to tell you, those water bottles, you ever drop one of those on an airport floor? Watch out.
We have traveled with water bottles in the past, but recently Dad loves to just be like, nope, 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 less, you know, don't take the water bottles.
Buying stuff at the airports, but sometimes you're just like, we need a drink right now. We need a snack.
But yes, healthy snacks. So fruits and vegetables. It's tricky if you're flying out of islands because they don't allow you to pack that. But when you're flying out from the States, they are fine with you packing fruits and vegetables and nuts, protein, jerky, you know, maybe just stuff like that the kids can snack on. And then I want to get into Jack's story a little bit later, but we do not miss packing our probiotic from Seed. That has been so helpful in healing Jack's gut. And that is something that I am so thankful for, because everything starts in your gut, and like all sickness, all health, whatever, our immunity is in our gut. And so if we're not treating that well, whether it be the food we're eating or if it has, you know, an unhealthy good or bad bacteria in it, it just affects everything. So that's something we also prioritize.
Yeah. And when we've traveled, we don't always know what different foods, and we want to try new and different foods when we go somewhere, but we don't always know what those foods are going to be. Maybe it's something new. And we want to have that cultural experience where we're trying new foods. So it's a little bit of sometimes a roll of the dice. And for the most part, we've been lucky. You know, we had Jack's belly issue, and you'll talk more about that, but, just being prepared. Like the worst thing you want to do is go on a trip and then somebody gets sick, or you know, you feel depleted or you get dehydrated. So what do they say? An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Like a little effort on the front end has made our trips go much more smoothly.
Totally. So, and you know, interestingly enough, Europe, I mean, it's just a healthier place. So the gluten over there is different. The milk over there is different. Everything is just better
in shocker Europe
than it here is in America. The States.
You just sugar and everything.
In fact, so many things that our kids eat here in vending machines at the schools are illegal in Europe.
and the dyes.
The dyes that you can't have them, you know? Yeah. We were talking to, last time we went to Europe, this lady was like, yeah, my brother came over and he wanted to start this his carameled popcorn business over here, but they that's illegal. You can't sell that over here.
And you know, on one hand, that's just devastating. Here's a guy with a dream. I want to sell my famous caramel popcorn around the world. And, you know, the poor guy never got off the ground.
It really is fascinating because we're talking about Europe specifically that, you know, has a little bit better offerings. But there's places all over the world that, man, you are just hoping that you kind of know you're eating a parasite while you're eating it. Like, there's just some places in the world that you're like, I hope this is okay for me to put in my body.
That's terrifying.
You didn't.
I'm
like
not
that.
As adventurous as you with the eating.
I'm not adventurous at all when I'm pregnant, for sure. But
I know when I unwrap a delicious Cadbury milk bar in the UK, I know there's not going to be a parasite in there. I know there's going to be some delicious chocolate. I'm going to be on the chocolate diet. Just kidding. Okay, so we prepare our healthy stuff and our supplements. I always feel like I don't know why I do this or if it even makes a difference, but I always feel like I load up on vitamin C and zinc and drink more water before a trip because I just don't want to get sick.
Yeah. And that's part of it too, is just preparing your bodies before, you know, you can't expect to eat like crap and then just go on your trip and pack some vitamins and supplements and be okay while you're there. So it's definitely some prep before and even, you know, yeah, just making sure your body is ready to be exposed to all sorts of things. So we do load up on extra immunity boosters before we go too. So that's a good point.
So then once we get on the plane, I've observed this about Shannon. She doesn't know I'm going to say this, but Shannon will get on a plane and you're immediately asking the flight attendants for the sanitizer wipes. Because
yeah, I mean,
what do the kids want to reach for? Immediately. When all the kids sit down, they immediately pull their tray tables down and just get their hands all over it. And so, you know, just little things that we've done. And obviously through COVID, anyone who traveled through COVID, I mean, it was like ultra, you know, of course the masks were on and everything was sprayed down, wiped down. But just like those little things that we've done where you get the wipes, you wipe down the tray table. And then we usually have like a little, you know, plastic hand sanitizer bottle in one of our backpacks that we can hit the kids with. And then I know you always too have been good at this. Like as soon as we get off the plane, or as we've been at an airport on a layover, it's like, hey, has everybody washed their hands? And so we'll stop by the bathroom and make sure everybody washes their hands. And I feel like that's worked because we really, for the most part, as we've traveled around, we haven't had, we've been pretty healthy overall.
Yeah. And I mean, that's a good point. I'm not necessarily a germaphobe, but there are certain things that you can do to just take simple precautions. So you get the hand sanitizing wipes. You give them to each kid. They all love it. They get their, you know, place little clean on the airplane and then they can put their snacks on it and their drink on it. And as a mom, you're just kind of like, whew, okay, they've wiped the seatbelt, you know, like it's just a cleaner place for my kids to enjoy their space while they travel. And then yes, absolutely washing their hands when you get off the plane, when you get out of the airport, when you get to the Airbnb, you just wash your hands frequently. It's not that difficult. Just wash your hands. It's going to prevent so much illness and passing of germs. So that's a huge one. I would say probably the number one thing that we do is wash our hands. We wash our hands before we eat. We wash our hands when we come home. We wash our hands before we, you know, put sunscreen on our faces.
Sometimes I'll wash my hands before I wash my hands.
Oh my God.
That's how much we love washing our hands.
It's probably sounding like we overdo it, but really, you know, you think about it and you're like, okay, anytime before I eat, anytime I come home, just wash your hands. It's little things like that. So I would say the second thing actually is prioritizing sleep on trips.
Mm.
That's something that I always get that question. Do you too, from people that are just like, how do you get on this new time zone? It's just wild. It's like a whole half a day different. And it can be tricky. It for sure can be tricky. But I think the best advice we got early on in our travels was just get on the same time zone as soon as possible. And sometimes that first day is just rough. You are just powering through, trying to make it to where the sun starts to go down and then you can lay your heads down. But man, it is so tricky sometimes, but just getting on the time zone as soon as possible so you can start getting back into that those good sleep cycles.
That's huge. And yeah, I mean, we're arriving in Scotland at 3 a.m. our time here in Utah, which is 10 a.m. Scotland time. So we're not going to go to bed right when we get there, even though we're going to feel like it. We'll try to power through. And again, the kids are amazing, man. They're so resilient. They just, you know, we just get them excited to go see something or do something, and we're off. And if they take little power naps or whatever as they need it, that's okay. But yeah, you're super good at that. And then when we get to the Airbnb, we set the stage, right? We when it's time to go to bed, we get on the noise machine. We try to make everything as dark as possible and try to get some good sleep. And I need that too, because if I haven't slept, I am not as happy.
Yep, for sure.
You do a lot better at that than I do.
Yeah, Ryan needs his sleep.
Can you sleep on a plane though?
No, I do not sleep on
usually
planes.
Usually Bo's on your lap, ever. But I probably look like I'm asleep on the plane, but I'm really just got my eyes closed. Think about how uncomfortable I am.
That is such a lie. You are dead asleep on the plane.
Not true. I don't think so. It doesn't feel that way.
Okay, next time, guys, I'll video him. And when he has his mouth open and he's drooling, then we can say, no, just kidding.
Oh my gosh, can I insert a funny story?
Okay, go.
So thank you, honey. I feel like I, rather than just go off on a tangent, now I'm asking your permission to let me share these crazy stories. But it was when I was coming back from Scotland last time, the person I was traveling with had an Ambien, and he's like, hey, your trip is going to be much better. Do you want to take one of these Ambiens? And I was like, well, I've never taken one. I'm not sure. And fortunately I don't take any medications. And so I was kind of worried about it. But anyway, I'm on the flight, and with about, and this was just, I don't know why I did this, but with like 2 hours left, I took the Ambien so I could sleep. And I don't remember, you guys picked me up at the airport. Thank goodness. Cause I wasn't going to drive myself home. But to this day, I still don't remember really the last 2 hours of that flight. And then getting from you from the, you know, the flight and getting off and getting my bags and meeting you guys at the car. But what I do remember is you guys all got out to greet me at the curb, and Jack got left in the car with the keys inside the car and the door locked. And so, we had to like shake the car to wake up Jack and hit the unlock button. But yeah. Anyway, don't recommend taking any sleep aids with only 2 hours left in your international travel. I probably should have taken it when the flight started.
My goodness.
So, it's just that it's what I'm saying is you got to put good things in your body.
Got to put the good things in your body.
You got to take care of yourself.
And you got it. And you, that leads me to the next thing. Exercise, sweating, getting outside. Those things seem to help us so much when we travel to warm places or the island or really actually wherever we're traveling, even if it's cold or, you know, we're not, it's certainly not going to be that warm in Scotland and Ireland.
Not sunny.
But we're going to spend most of our days outside. And that helps so much, just being outside, not locked and trapped indoors, exercising. We try to keep the same-ish exercise routine. We hike with the kids, just helping them sweat and detox and all of that good stuff is so helpful to staying healthy when you're on the go.
Yeah. All the stuff that we do at home that's a little easier that we try to just, even if we take it in bite-sized chunks on the road.
Yep.
We got Jack and Bo doing major CrossFit workouts in the morning, push-ups and pull-ups.
Oh my goodness.
Once again, you're the best at that, honey. You're good at the home workouts and inspiring the rest of us to work out. So with our travel through Europe, again, we stayed really healthy and we had fun and we had a good time, but was it near the end of that trip that Jack's belly, he was kind of complaining his belly started to hurt, or was it shortly after the trip? I'm trying to remember that.
It was at the beginning of the trip. So he could have potentially, we traveled a little bit. We were living in Puerto Rico and then we went over straight over to Switzerland and Italy and around over there. It absolutely could have came from Puerto Rico because it was kind of like at the beginning of Europe, but we really started noticing it about a week into our travels in Europe.
I guess we would have been in England at the time.
Yeah. And he just, every time we would get in the car, he would just whine because his belly hurt so bad. And then he'd come back to the Airbnb and he would lay down. And day by day, week by week, he just got sicker. He got sicker and sicker in his entella. And then I think on top of that, we got a little stomach bug as a family, and it just rocked his world to the point where he couldn't really get out of bed for a couple of days.
So sad.
And he was losing so much weight, like so much weight. And we ended up doing a little bit of testing and all of that. And ultimately, you know, think that it could have been a couple things that were going on with him. There's a couple, you know, gut problems, I think, that he was exposed to that added an extra bacteria into his gut. And then I also think a parasite could have had something to do with it as well. And then on top of the virus, but it was a huge learning experience for me as his mom in just being really in tune with, you know, not brushing off the tummy aches, but being really, cause I just continued to be like, all right, well, you know, maybe it'll feel better tomorrow. Eat the gluten, you know, eat the, like we're in Switzerland, yeah. have the croissant. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I was just probably making everything so much worse. Uh-huh. But he just got really sick. So for everybody listening, why is our gut health so important, especially when we travel? Well, Ryan, if you didn't know, our gut plays a huge role in every system of our body.
I know now.
It affects our hormones, our mental health, our sleep, our skin, and even houses the majority, over 70% of our immune cells. So if you think that if you realize our immunity actually comes from our gut, then you're like, okay, what kind of things make it worse? Well, stress is a huge one. So there's another little, you know, tip in travel. Try to live don't overplan, don't overpack. Let's just be as low stress as possible. Processed foods make it much worse. Simple carbs like sugar make it much worse. Late night snacking makes it worse. Alcohol consumption makes it worse. That's not something we have to worry about. Antibiotics can make it worse.
I don't think Jack was drinking any alcohol when we were in Europe.
I'm just talking generally right now, okay?
And that's why we're talking about this whole episode, right? Because it's like a perfect storm when you're traveling. You're stressed. You're not sleeping as much. You're just kind of grabbing some Doritos on the go. So that's why we've tried to be more intentional so we can have everybody feeling good.
Yes. So what helps your gut? Eating real whole foods. Number one, getting good sleep, exercising like we're talking about. Probiotics is just huge. And you can kind of go into a little bit more of, like less blue light, more sunlight, things like that. But really just eating good foods, sleeping, getting quality sleep, exercising in the day, and having a really good, solid probiotic. Because our gut is all about microbiomes and it controls every aspect of our body. So if most of our immune cells are in our gut, along with trillions of microbes, then they are in just constant communication with each other. And microbes, this might be getting too nursey for you, but they give orders to our immune cells and they follow the commands. And that is why a balanced gut microbiome is so important. So what we learned with Jack is that he really needed a good prebiotic, probiotic. And after researching a lot of different ones, if you're going to go on a trip, or really if you're just home and you want a convenient way to get that prebiotic and probiotic into your child or even yourself, Seed has one for adults. I'm actually going to tell you exactly what it is. So the one for adults is called DSO1 Daily Symbiotic. And those are little capsules for adults. So that's something we like to travel with because they're capsules. They don't need to be refrigerated. And then the pediatric ones for kids is called PDS08, Pediatric Daily Symbiotic. And that has, I think, 5 grams of fiber in it and 9 strains of probiotic in it, which is amazing. And I feel like it helped Jack's gut so much getting that prebiotic and probiotic
in. Well, that was the huge turning point because we kind of dealt with this for like a few weeks and you even shared it on Instagram and a lot of moms reached out and they were super concerned, which was so nice. They were saying, how's Jack? How's his belly? And it was really the probiotic that you found that made a huge difference once he started getting that. So thank you, Shannon, for that incredible science lesson.
Stop. Listen, when you can understand the why behind it, it just makes so much more sense. So maybe that was right in line with what you guys are wanting to hear. Maybe it was over your heads. Maybe it's some new information. Maybe it's old information. But for me, understanding how important the gut is in keeping us healthy kind of just has you rewind to like the root of, well, what actually does each of our guts look like, you know? And so that is just something we have.
I know really, what my gut looks like.
We really.
It is not pretty.
I'm going to pack these for you and for the kids, but I love Seed so much that is something that we now pack whenever we travel. And it's super convenient because the kids ones come in a powder. You can just mix it with a drink and it's just easy to take on the go. So I actually reached out and have become a partner of them. And so I have a discount code and a link that I'll leave for you guys in the show notes. You guys can try it too.
Amazing. So that's a great review. We are going to be following all of these things we just shared in our travels through Scotland and Ireland, and hopefully staying healthy up there. And you know what? The last little sprinkle of what you need, a little bit of luck, a little bit of luck along the way.
A little bit of luck.
You know what I mean? But follow all those things, and with a little bit of luck, we'll have a healthy and a happy travel and vacation. And
You know, can I just end with one thing? Please. I think a lot of people are really nervous to travel because what if I get sick? You know, what if something happens? And certainly it can happen. That's just a risk. That's a risk with you going outside today. You know, even if you're not traveling, that's just, it's everywhere. Germs are everywhere. So I guess the big takeaway is, you know, be thoughtful today of how you're treating your gut, how you're treating your body, so that when you do go on those big trips or you're exposed to germs, your body's like, oh, I got this. No problem. Or if by chance you get sick, you get sick and then you get better. And you made memories along the way. So we just can't encourage you guys to just, you know, don't, it's always scarier to think about than actually do. Take little precautions along the way. And hopefully some of these tips were helpful for you guys.
Amazing. Okay. Well, from Ireland.
Goodbye.
I hope you enjoyed the episode and we'll see you again soon.
Bye guys. Have a great week.
Watch out for that marine layer.